And so what is the notion of the police behind a call to end its brutality? When isn't it true that he who owns the piper calls the tune? But this isn't what we're taught in school. And therein lies the problem. We start out with intentionally planted false notions and intentionally false planted notions. Once I was in a job and someone said, "We're all equal here." And an older head said, "Right, but some of us are more equal than others." And I was so young at the time, I actually had to ponder it. I know because I was there. I mean, we all were there, right? When you're young, I don't want this to sound wrong, but we don't know nothing when we're young. I mean, we do and we don't. It depends, right? On how plugged in we were to the system. If we were like that awesome 17-year-old I met, who was raised by the earth in Yosemite. Now that's power right there. I could only dream to have his clarity. But by and large, see, we aren't reared by the earth. It rears some powerful, powerful folk. So I was like, I've always been slow. I do not lie about that. I read slow. I think slow. I mean, that's just the truth. It takes me a long time to think things through. That's why when I finally get it, I've thought through every side of it. And I got the gray hairs to prove it. Some are more equal than others. That's called bias, disproportion, and it but grows over time, as simple physics shows with all biasing. As the bias exists, regardless of the theories or the notion we're taught about it, it exists despite all the theoretical counterweights that are theoretically applied to it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a bias. You either remove it or it grows, simple physics. And look around us, folks. You don't have to be as old as me to see that that bias has been growing exponentially. Point being, we talk nonsensically, absent clear thinking, clearer thinking, absent seeing reality, and absent the language to think it in, to think in. I mean, I knew this as I was writing Waking Up, because I wrote about it. But I didn't know it the way I know it now. You know, deeply, deeply get it. We can't do anything if we can't talk about it. It doesn't exist if we don't talk about it. That's the source, the cause of them. That's the reason behind the media silence on issues would seem obvious when we ponder them quietly, alone with the earth. And parents rarely, if ever, teach because they want their children to succeed. That's always been power's ace in the hole. They never tell us that democracy is rhetoric, ideology, not reality. Well, that's an exaggeration. I mean, you can't grow up as being one of the targets. You can't grow up with nothing. You can't, you know, being in the so-called, what did that woman call us? The nowhere children? You know there ain't democracy if you are being boxed like that and told that you're that. But take heart. Emily Dickinson was one of them too, right? What did she say? I'm a nobody. How about you? Let's stand together, all of us nobodies. All 7 billion of us. So when there's this obvious, because youth, children are brilliant, they pick up immediately the disconnect, the lies that parents speak. And so young people learn that words mean nothing. And we generally want to believe in something. And because of atomization and the suppression of even just talking about the need for thinking authentically and to consider that for language to be useful for the people, it must reflect that, reflect authentic reality. Because of that suppression, we're easily led to think that there are these imperfections in the scheme that the rulers simply don't see, and then we're off and running through a lifetime of confused helping them enslave us better. So you see why power is determined to keep young people from waking up early.